Hey, I'm Austin. I'm 27 years old. I'm from Chicago, and I now live in LA. After college, I decided I wanted to work in entertainment and eventually write for television, so I moved to New York City after I graduated and worked for NBC for 2 years until 2019. Then I made the move out to LA. Now I work as a freelancer on a bunch of different media projects. I make ads for social media, I act in commercials and do some other random gigs. Absolutely in love with traveling and have been to 5 continents. But I am so tired of dating apps, flighty conversations on social media, and not forming real connections. So I am looking for someone today who is serious about having fun living life and taking advantage of this amazing city by going out on dates in and around LA.
We all know that dating is the worst. There are so many apps, we get ghosted, and now we're in a pandemic. And no one has ever found their ideal match on a podcast until now. Hey everyone, I'm Tara Michelle, your host. Welcome to Blind Dating, a Spotify original from Parcast. All right, let's bring in our main dater, Austin. How you feeling, Austin?
I am feeling so great today.
Good. Are you excited to be here?
I am super, super excited.
Amazing. Well, I'm going to tell you how this thing will work. We're going to set you up on a series of virtual dates with 2 strangers, but you can't see them. Their cameras are turned off and they won't turn them on until after you've chosen your match. Your decision is based totally off of their personalities. How are you feeling with that?
Great. I mean, like you said, you know, it's a tough dating world out there and it's a pandemic and people have been swiping for years and haven't found anything. So I'm excited.
Amazing. Should we give this a try then?
Let's do it.
All right, let's meet the matches. First up is Julia. How's it going, Julia?
Hey.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Hi, I'm Julia. I'm 29, so a couple of years older than you. I recently moved to LA from Connecticut, but at this very moment, I'm in a closet in San Diego. I moved to LA to pursue my career as an actor. I'm also an activist who volunteers for the animal rights organization Surge. I really love to travel as well. I've been to 6 out of the 7 continents, and I'm planning to make it to Antarctica before I turn 30. In terms of dating, I've had 4 relationships, and the longest one lasted 4 years. I'm looking for a partner who is kind, cares about the world, and is adventurous.
So great to meet you, Julia.
Nice to meet you.
Next up is Yessi. What's going on, Yessi?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Let's hear a little bit more about you.
So I'm Yessi. I just turned 28 last week. I was born in Cancun, Mexico, and then I grew up in Switzerland. I came to Los Angeles about 4 years ago for acting, and I love music. I love films. Photography has been my latest hobby, art, and meaningful conversations, and that's what I'm looking for today as well, someone who I can have meaningful conversations with. My last relationship was long distance and we broke up right before the pandemic. And since then, I've been dipping my toes a little bit in like the LA dating scene, which turns out to be more difficult than I thought.
No, it's an absolute nightmare. LA dating is horrible. What are you feeling so far, Austin?
It sounds awesome. I mean, I'm excited to get to know both of the people. Things are starting to look great here.
Well, let's not waste any more time and let's move on to the dates. All right, everyone, it's time for the group date. We're gonna play truth or dare. We'll go around the room twice. You'll have to pick either truth or dare, but you gotta commit to it. So here we go. Julia, truth or dare?
Dare.
Ooh, okay. Do an impression of a celebrity until we guess who it is.
Oh, geez. Okay, as an actor, I should probably know how to do this.
Probably.
Okay, collecting myself. Hello, I'm an actor in England, and I was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Keira Knightley. Keira Knightley.
There we go. Round of applause.
I'm sure she'd be very ashamed of that, but
I think that was very impressive on my end. Okay, Yessi, truth or dare?
Truth.
What's a secret you kept from your parents?
I don't really keep secrets from my parents. Oh, wait, no, actually, that's a lie. I always keep a secret when I'm dating someone, as in, like, I never tell my dad. He never finds out.
Ever.
Until he gets to meet them, which is a rare occasion. So
that feels fair. That's
yeah.
It's not a bad lie.
Okay.
Or not a bad secret.
Yeah.
Okay, Austin, truth or dare?
Wow, I think I'm equally afraid of both now. but I think I want to do dare because it sounds a lot more fun.
Okay, try to make us laugh as quickly as possible.
Okay, I should be really good at... There we go, you laughed. No, I should be pretty good at this, but... Okay, let's do something funny. Man, I've got nothing. I felt like this is gonna, you know what? I felt like this was gonna come up. I was like, you know what? I am gonna say that I do stand up and like improv, like in my bio, and someone's gonna be like, go ahead, make us laugh. Go now, do it. You're gonna be like, I have zero like random jokes to tell you guys. If anything's laughable right now, it's my dating life. Am I right? No, but seriously, it's a lot harder. What's the time limit?
I hear giggles in the background, so I have to give this to you. I hear some giggles.
Yeah, just like my neuroses. That's just what's so hilarious. Hey.
Okay, last round. Julia, truth or dare?
Oh, gosh. I kind of want to go with truth now, but I'll do another dare. They are kind of fun.
Okay. Read out loud the last text you sent.
Oh, dear. Yes. All right. So the last text that I sent, it's not very exciting. Okay. I said, oh, duh, yes. Can't believe I didn't think of that, LOL.
Wait, now I have to ask what that was in reference to.
It was a bunch of my actor friends. I met them on a set and we just all got along really well. And we are trying to like get together and like work on a script. And someone just said, because we're all so busy, someone mentioned like, oh, well, why don't we just do a Zoom call? So that's what I said.
Duh. I love that. Okay, Yessi, truth or dare?
Huh, dare this time.
I cannot wait to give you this dare.
Uh-oh.
Do a freestyle rap verse for us.
Rapping?
Yes, freestyle. Give it to us. Give us what you got.
I think, do we need like a beat or is she just going to do this? Like?
If you want to give her a beat, Austin, I say go for it.
Oh no, what'd I do?
You offered it up. It's no way. Go, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Did I get a beat?
Austin, you have to give her the beat. You said it.
Oh, man. Okay, did this count for my dare? No. Okay, I'm going to do this as straight-faced as possible. Although you can't see me, just know that I'm a white guy in his 20s, all right? So please forgive me, but here we go. Mst, 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 mst.
Oh, yeah, mst, yeah.
Mst, mst,
mst, mst, mst. We're here on Zoom.
Mst, mst.
It's a boom. Oh my God, this is so terrible. I cannot do this.
There we go, nailed it.
Yes.
You know what? Yes. I will give that to you. That was spectacular, honestly.
It doesn't even make sense.
You know what? You put effort in there, and I will count that as a win for sure.
Oh my God.
Good for you, girl, sure. Honestly. And I loved the teamwork. Austin,
thank
also
you.
Great beat.
Yeah.
Okay, last but not least, Austin, truth or dare?
Let's go dare again.
Oh my God, yes. Okay, talk in a British accent for 10 seconds.
Okay, I can talk in a British accent for as long as you want, but I'm going to talk to you today about the Blind Dating Podcast. We are here with Tara, Julia, and Yessi, and we are going to see whether Austin finds any matches today. Is that decent?
Amazing.
Is that all right?
Spectacular.
I feel like I float between like Cockney Australian and
Australian.
Then I just like go back. Yeah, is it Australian? Like Australia.
Is that like a little bit towards
yeah,
the end?
Right?
There.
Right. It's really
loved
embarrassing because I can't like and I like studied abroad in London and I feel like I was like, hey, I got this, you know, you had to go subtle, but yeah, it sometimes drifts, you know. Just follow the journey.
That was truly spectacular. I loved every second of that. This was so fun, so entertaining, especially for me. But let's move on to the one-on-one dates now. All right, Yessi's in the waiting room, and it's time for Julia and Austin's one-on-one date. Austin, this is your chance to see if you're compatible with Julia. You came prepared with some questions that are important for you for your ideal partner. So go ahead and ask Julia your questions.
Uh-oh.
I really like this one. If you had a completely free weekend to do whatever you want and money is not an issue, what are you doing?
Oh, I love this question. Probably somewhere I haven't been yet. So I would love to go to, how about Japan? That sounds like a really cool place.
That sounds so awesome. that's on my list too. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. But, so let's go.
It's going to have to be like a really long weekend for Japan though, unless you want to spend like 2 hours on the ground. Okay. So I've got another question for you here. And I think I know how this one's going to go as well, because you touched on it a little bit in your bio, but how important is creativity or artistic expression to you? What do you like to do to express yourself?
Yes, so I love acting. I've been acting since I was about 12 years old, and I'm 29 now, so I'm old. So anyways, yeah, just like being able to connect with an audience on a very intimate level. I mean, that's why I got into acting, because I love storytelling. And it just feels so meaningful, you know?
But that's amazing. And congrats on being on set, and congrats on making the move out to LA, because that's such a big deal.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, Julia, you're going into the waiting room, and we're gonna bring in Yessi for her one-on-one date with Austin. All right, Yessi, Austin has some very important questions to ask you to see if you're compatible. Austin, take it away.
I feel like this is one that everyone's been asking, especially, you know, of their friends and on dating apps and everything else. But in a COVID-free world or a post-COVID world, what's your ideal like going out date, and what's your ideal staying in date, and which would you rather do?
My ideal going out date would be going to a concert, maybe have, I don't know, a little snack beforehand, and then, yeah, just driving around, listening to music, driving around LA after the concert, and really getting to know each other through that. I think really enjoying the same kind of music, it's kind of like a love language to me, so that would be ideal for me. And staying in, we've had a lot of staying in, but like cooking something together, watching a movie, that's my go-to, but I would definitely rather go to a concert.
Okay, cool. What music are you going to go see?
I really like indie rock, folk music, but I also enjoy pop, electronic, you know, it's very versatile. But
no, I kind of miss concerts. Like, I'm not a big crowds guy, but you know, in the right setting, I absolutely love that. And I also love like driving around LA. It's my favorite thing to do.
And listening to music.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, you cannot be in traffic just sitting there staring through the window. All right. I've got your second question here. What did you do to keep busy during quarantine? Did you like check out a new hobby or find out something new about yourself?
Yeah, so I never really get bored. So I started with photography last year and I really fell in love with it. And I started learning how to play the ukulele.
That's awesome.
Okay, and with that, the one-on-one dates are over. Yessi, I'm going to put you back into the waiting room while I chat with Austin. All right, Austin, how are you feeling after asking your questions?
I'm feeling like really good, but I'm also like worried about that because I feel really good all around.
Well, do you know who you're gonna pick yet, or do you have an inkling of who you're vibing more with?
Yeah, that's the question I'm worried about. No, I think I have a bit of an idea. I think I'm leaning towards one, not really completely sure yet.
Okay, well, coming up, we'll find out Austin's choice. Will it be Julia or will it be Yessi?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Welcome back. When we left off, Austin had just had his one-on-one dates with Julia and Yessi. We've got everyone back in the room now, and it's time to get down to it. Austin, which of these two matches are you going to choose?
I had such a great time today, and I enjoyed talking to everyone. Both are amazing, amazing women, and I am so grateful for the time today. Just to take, you know, so much time out of your day-to-day to talk to me and to talk to someone you can't even see. I really enjoyed talking to Julia because she does something very similar to me and she has what seems like a very carpe diem personality. And I enjoyed talking to Yessi because we connected on like music and what we like to do in our free time and how we like to stay productive and whatnot. Today, I'm going to choose Yessi.
Yay!
Julia, we had so much fun with you today. Do you mind turning your camera on really quickly so we can say goodbye?
Okay, 1 second. Hey, what up, Austin?
Hey, what's up? You are literally wedged in a closet right now.
I know! Like, look how small this is.
The lighting is not that bad.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for being here, Julia. It was so great meeting you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Paint us a little picture for everyone at home. What did Julia look like?
Yeah, so she's super pretty. She was literally in a closet, like she said, in San Diego. But yeah, long dark hair, glowing skin. Yeah, like I said, beautiful.
So be honest with us. Were you physically into Julia?
If I'm being completely honest, not entirely. I think I have a little bit of a different type.
No, totally fair. Everyone has different tastes. She's a beautiful woman, but totally fine, you know, if she's not your typical type.
Yep.
Are you excited to see what Yessi looks like?
Absolutely.
All right, well then enough of this talking and let's bring her back so you can see her. The time is finally here. You guys are gonna turn your cameras on so you can see each other. Here we go, on one. 3, 2, 1.
Nice to see you.
You as well. How's it going?
Good, pretty good. Thanks for choosing me. I didn't know if I was allowed to talk before.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I feel like we kind of vibed a little bit, so.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right, I've still got some questions for you both, so we're gonna chat separately a little bit more. Austin, we've put Yessi into the waiting room and we want to hear your honest thoughts. What did you think of her now that you were able to see her?
Yeah, a little bit more my type. Like I was saying before, also a beautiful woman and I look forward to connecting with her later.
Amazing. Well, describe her physically for us. What did she look like?
She has curly hair, tan, pretty, grade A.
Okay, we're going to chat with Yessi a little bit too. So we're going to put you into the waiting room just for a bit and we will talk to you soon. Okay, hey Yessi, since you've finally seen Austin, tell us what he looks like physically.
Yeah, he looks very charming, very, very nice looking. He has blue eyes. He looks like he's fun to hang out with. Yeah.
So are you feeling any vibes here? You can be honest.
Totally.
Yeah?
No, totally. Yeah. Especially with the music part. And I feel like we have a lot of things in common, what we do in our free time and everything. So, yeah. And especially that he plays guitar. That was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everyone loves a guy that can play some guitar.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to bring in Austin back really quickly because there is one final thing that we have to take care of. All right, we've got everyone back in the room. So this is going to get a little weird, but we have one more decision to make. And Yessi, this one's for you. I'm just going to tell it like it is. You can choose to go on a social distance date with Austin, or you can choose to be on a future episode of Blind Dating where we'll set you up with two new matches. So what's it going to be?
No, kidding. I'm going to choose a date.
Yay. Oh my God. I love it when it works out in the end. Are you guys excited?
Yes.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Excited.
Amazing. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. I cannot wait to hear how your date goes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Blind Dating. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. For more episodes of Blind Dating, follow us on Spotify and check out other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Tara Michelle. Tune in next week for a new romance or a total rejection. Want to try your luck at finding your perfect match? Or do you have a single friend looking for love? Just go to parcast.com/blinddating to submit yourself or nominate someone to be on Blind Dating. You can also email blind-dating-casting@spotify.com and tell us a little bit about yourself. Can't wait to hear from you and good luck. Blind Dating is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It was created by John Cohen, sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Juan Borda. Produced by Kristen Acevedo, John Cohen, and Gemma Waters. It's associate produced by Alex Trickfadatier. Production assistance by Ron Shapiro. And I'm your host, Tara Michelle.